Are you ready, everybody? Let's go. Let's have some fun. Four outdoorsmen on the Bob Total Country tonight. How's everybody doing? Welcome to the State Fair. We are the Four Outdoorsmen. We got a whole lot more than four outdoorsmen tonight because we have some guests. And we're on every Sunday night, 6 o'clock on Bob FM, mybobcountry.com. My buddy Mark is to the right. Wave, Mark, get a wave.
Hi, everybody. Yeah. Welcome.
Big Sam is
so
right
Bob-
here.
Hey. Bob is a country station, but every Sunday night they have Bob Outdoors. So we talk hunting and fishing. Mostly we have guests that know what they're talking about. But tell us our story, Shrew. How long have we been doing this?
This will be 7 years, October 14th. That's
very
a long
nice.
Time.
Very nice.
It's a long time to be on the radio show and not be kicked out. So actually, we only have three outdoorsmen, but... We're saving the money of the fourth guy's commission. We don't give a rat's butt. So
I thought I was going to be the fourth guy.
Mr. Katz is to my left. He owns a company called Katz Covers. That's the name of your company, right?
BK Outdoors.
BK Outdoors. We'll talk a little bit about that. And you are?
Introduce yourself.
I'm Brandon Gotts, the event director for the Landcastle Summer Extravaganza.
And we're going to talk about Landcastle Summer Extravaganza later on as well, because... That's September 10th and 11th in Winsted, Minnesota. That's Winsted, right?
Correct, on the Winstock Country Festival.
And we're going to go down there and party hard for a couple of days with these guys. We'll talk more about that later on. Mark, what's new, buddy? What are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, it feels good to be back at the State Fair.
It does.
It's been 2 years now, and to see all these people and see people happy and walking around again, it's great. This is... Sam, this is your first live show.
This is my first live show. I'm excited to be here, though.
You joined us right as COVID started, so we've been shut down in the Bob Studios, lonely, not talking to anyone live.
We've had a lot of fun, though.
We have.
You know, what is a lot of fun about? There's so much to do at the State Fair. We have a friend. My gorgeous wife, Diana, is out there in the audience. And
she's gorgeous.
She is hot. You know, she's literally hot today. She's sweating, man. She's hot. But anyway, so we have a good friend of ours, Gloria Thompson, who comes out here at least... every day, almost at least 10 days out of the 13. And I don't know what you can do 10 days out of the 13.
Spend a lot of money.
But I've been gluten-free for almost 2 years, and I walked around the State Fair with Diana today starting at 12 o'clock, and we started out with wontons. I had a couple of beers, Toronto Pup. I had a corn. I had a cookie dough ice cream thing. So gluten now has changed to I added a T to the word.
Go ahead. Can we give Shrew a round of applause? A week ago Thursday, he donated a kidney, and he's here. He donated a kidney.
Show everybody.
Show them.
Show them. These scars are a week old now.
Whip them out.
Yeah, there he is.
He's lighter.
Quick shout
there's
out.
No,
to,
there's no stitches in this one, though.
Also, a quick shout out to Jeff Dayton for hanging around. Everyone, listen to him on the Homegrown.
Good job, Jeff.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway, we have a lot of fun on the Four Outdoorsmen. I'll tell you what. Since we're here again, we've been doing this for about 7 years now. It's a lot of fun. We have great, great guests. We've had Jeff Dayton on a couple of times before. Thanks for being on the Homegrown show the last hour. Jeff's right out there, and we will see you someplace along the line. Oh, you're going to be at Liney's here later on, aren't you? We'll see you there tonight, then, pal. Jeff Dayton, he's one of my friends. If you don't know his big background, if you weren't here for the Homegrown show, Jeff Dayton played with Glenn Campbell, his band leader, for about 15 years. And then he was with Kenny Chesney going around the world for 4 or 5 years as well. He played with Willie Nelson. He knows all these guys. And now he knows the Four
Outdoorsmen.
The Four Outdoorsmen. Hey, what do you want to shout out now, or what do you want to do?
We can do shout outs now, or you want to do trivia?
Hey, let's do a little trivia, okay? Nobody wins anything, okay? I looked all this stuff up on the State Fair, and who can answer these questions? Just raise your hand and shout it out. I love this one. What is the total rain record on one day at the Minnesota State Fair? Who wants to give a guess? The most inches of rain in one day at the Minnesota State Fair. Anybody?
11 inches.
11? Are you crazy? That's a monsoon.
It's a record.
It is a record.
I guess I'll go lower than that.
3.5 inches.
7.35 inches in 1977. Wow. That's a lot of rain in one day. Let's see here. Sweet Martha's cookies. I love this. I'm not a Sweet Martha's. Now that I'm not gluten free, I'll give it a shot. Sweet Martha's cookies. You have to wait an hour to go get these darn things.
Right.
You know, it's like those Dippin' Dots at the Minnesota Twins game. You're in the line forever. How many cookies does Sweet Martha's cookies sell every day on the average? at the Minnesota State Fair.
$1.4 million.
A million.
Yeah, it's
3 million.
Well, you read about it. It's exactly. It's 3 million cookies a day.
I didn't read it.
Wow.
I didn't read it.
3 million cookies a day. Anybody out there have any Sweet Martha's cookies today?
Right.
Everybody. You're going to gain about 900 pounds. Your teeth are going to fall out, kid.
He looks young. I don't think so.
No, he's got more.
If I did, I'd jiggle for a week.
The largest boar, the largest boar ever in the state fair history, and I'm not talking about Sam here, all right?
Oh.
The largest boar ever in the state fair history. How many pounds was it? Are you a farmer?
Oh, yes.
1,450 pounds.
Double that.
That's a lot. How much? I love this one. Well, we'll finish this one. Oh, I got this. This is cool. Just two more. The Coliseum was used for what purpose in the early 1940s? This building right behind you in the early 1940s, what was it used for?
Well, we're talking World War II then. So was it a...
staging?
I don't know. Ammunition manufacturing or something?
Military airplanes. Manufacturing airplanes right in that building in 1941.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
The last one, this is my favorite. How much money is state government funding goes to the Minnesota State Fair every year?
Zero.
Absolutely zero. That's pretty... I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
Good for you, buddy.
They're kind of their own entity, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They're like their own city, their own council, everything.
Welcome to the State Fair again with the Four Outdoorsmen. Sam, you got a big thing coming up next week, right?
I do.
You're not going to be here.
I'm not going to be here, but I will be white.
Wait a minute. You're not going to be here?
No, sorry, Mark. I'm not going to be here next week. I'm going to be up in Devil's Lake, North Dakota, trying to shoot me a velvet whitetail. I don't know why I went southern, because I'm going north.
We got a friend from Alabama
We
here.
Do. Hometown hero.
So there's a lot of explaining here. Devil's Lake is a great partner of ours, so that's awesome that you get to do that.
Yeah, I'm super pumped.
Whitetail season is open.
Yeah, so we're leaving Thursday. The season opens on Friday.
Wow.
So we're going to actually go fishing Friday morning and Saturday morning and then hunt Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evening. And
is this bow rifle?
This is archery, yep.
Huh. What is special about getting a deer or an elk in velvet? Is that rare? Is that difficult?
Yeah.
More difficult than regular deer?
Yeah, absolutely, because they're more on a summer pattern. You know, like our big season into the fall, like the rut starts to kick in, so a lot of bucks will move. So it's a little bit more strategical hunting. But once they rub that velvet off, it's gone for the year. So it's kind of cool to get them before they get to that stage.
I think it seems kind of mean. That's what I think. I mean, I love hunting. I just seems, give them a chance.
Well, man, you're not going.
I know I'm not. I wasn't invited. Now, how are you getting the opportunity to go out there?
So a good friend of mine that is our dentist, actually, gave me a call three weeks ago and said, hey, you want to come up and try and shoot one? I was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just going with a buddy.
Excited about you. Yeah, good for you, pal.
Yeah.
Anything special for you, Mark, going on the next couple of weeks?
No, State Fair Central, nothing special going on. I'm sad I'm packing up our cabin next weekend. So the wonderful place I spent the last two summers near Turtle Lake, Wisconsin, fishing, hunting, everything, it's being sold. So I'm packing up all the fruit snacks and stuff I left there for my kids, and we're out of there.
My next big trip is sometime in September, going up to Ely, Minnesota to fish smallmouth with some of the boys we met up there. And Ely, Minnesota. Ely, Minnesota is one of our sponsors as well. And by the way, Steve Renneberg, who owns Arrowhead Outdoors, which is the largest bait and tackle shop in Ely, Minnesota, he asked me to mention this, that Ely's still open for business, even though the boundary waters is shut down for a while because of the fires. I don't know how long that's going to be. And he made a point of it that, yes, Ely's still open. Lots of things to do in Ely, Minnesota. Lakes all over the place. You don't have to go to the boundary waters to catch big walleyes and big smallmouth. There's lots of lakes all around there. And also a big shout-out to all the firefighters, not only in Minnesota, but all over this country, man. They're busting their backsides trying to keep some lives saved and some buildings from burning down. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, speaking of Steve, every week we do something called the Four Outdoorsman Shout-Out. If you comment on our posts, we announce it on air and live, so it's a great way to get information out and interact with a lot of our listeners. So thank you, everyone, for that wrote in today. Our first one is Corey Bechtold wrote, Brooke had an amazing day chasing fish. Steve Renneberg from Ely says crappie fishing has been excellent in the Ely area. Walleye and smallmouth bass fishing has been good, too, for many of the guides and anglers alike. Lake trout fishing is picked up in the area largely to cooler temps as of late. Early reports for wild rice have been good to excellent for the area so far this year. Great progress is being made with controlling the Greenwood fire this last week. Got a few tough days later last week, but crews are working very hard to get much of it under control as they can. So expect more good news coming from the fire and from the future in the Ely area. Also, John Marshall says, had a great day with Shannon Cruz and Jackie Cruz and other listeners. Kaden Marshall and Mac Perry helping with Kids Fishing Clinic at recruiting more youth anglers for the Blue Jacket Anglers at QDMA yesterday. Thank you, Shannon, for the invite. One more, Jesse Koskinimi says, I got bears and more bears everywhere. Hey, have you been baiting bears this year?
I haven't had time. I don't think I'm going to do it this year, actually.
Do you have bears on your new property in Ham Lake?
I do, but I just haven't had time. Like I said, it's a really big investment and time-consuming. And
you ran out of donuts?
Yeah, I've been so busy.
Sam, if you guys haven't listened to our show before, Sam owns 40 acres in East Bethel, which is real close to the Twin Cities here, and his in-laws own another 40, so they have 80 acres in reality, and he's playing, you know, like he's Eddie Albert from Green Acres. He's planting food plots and doing all kinds of things, but then he's got four kids, and you realize there's only so many hours in a day. You got to be a dad, you got to be a husband, you got a job, and then you want to plant corn to shoot a deer and throw crap out for a bear. How many? You don't have enough time.
No, I don't. And what do? Donate kidneys and stuff?
Just one.
Well, I tell you what, I think I'm in heaven right now. That's what my you can't stop. My son Mike said you can't buy your way into heaven. He said he calls it stockpiling for sinners. But so I think I got a couple extra points waiting for me. And so far it's gone well. We'll find out a couple of weeks after this. We'll find out exactly where I am as far as my recovery. And my buddy Al, for whom I donated a kidney, as of yesterday, everything's working well. He's going through a lot of pain right now, but he's off all of his diabetic tubes and all that. No more dialysis.
Perfect.
And it looks like Diane and I have a place in Arizona to go every year.
There you go.
As long as we want.
Great golfing out there.
Yeah, and if I got a place to stay, why not? Should we talk about our new partner with Clamber, or should we not talk about them?
We can talk about that next segment, but we're really excited about it. I wanted to talk. You've been here since 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
What are your feelings on the fair? Is it attendance-wise? What do you think so far? And I want to mention, you grew up in St. Paul. So what was the fair like when you were a kid and you got to come down here?
Well, I got beat up a lot because my buddies and I, we went to St. Casimir Grade School, and Larry Swanson, Henry Lukey, and Bob Zabel, and Jimmy Wurzba and I, we came out here when we were in eighth grade, and we thought we'd be like a cool gang, you know. And we had Bermuda shorts on, the same colored shirt, knee highs, and tennis shoes.
You guys were tough.
And we thought we were cool, but it was a lot less expensive back then, I'll tell you.
And that was like 1928.
We would come out here with maybe $2 or $3, literally, and spend the entire day and play games for dollars all over the Midway, and then sneak in and play games for dollars when. And we $3 or $4 was enough to get you through the entire day back then. A lot of fun, though.
Was it as big as this?
Absolutely. But back then, your parents, for a 12 or 13-year-old, your parents could drop you off here and say, see ya. We'll see you at 5 o'clock. We'll pick you up and never have a concern. There's not one of us out there right now who would drop anybody off under 18 by themselves, damn near.
You know, it happens.
Yeah,
it
happens. It's a sad change, unfortunately, but that's the real world.
What was admission?
Probably a buck,
really?
I imagine it was a buck,
crazy.
Maybe. And kids, there was a kid's day with for free, and it might have been 50 cents, but it wasn't much at all.
Was the free milk even freer?
10 cents.
The free milk? The free milk?
Yeah. Milk was 10 cents a glass.
You got a gallon to go.
All you can eat for a quarter or one of those things like that.
All you can drink.
I think the crowd today, and Diana can probably contest to this, there's a lot of people. It's fun when you're coming down this street here right in front of us. By the way, we are in front of the Coliseum. Right in the Bob booth, I'm not even sure what street this is. But when you're coming down this street, you got the hill there by the haunted house, whatever, and you look down this direction, it is freaky how many people there are here.
Oh, yeah.
Freaky. But it's a beautiful day, really a nice breeze. I don't care if it's 75 or 80 degrees, it's flowing. And we've gotten through everything we wanted to. The lines weren't crazy. It's just been a beautiful, beautiful day. We're on Judson Avenue. I got a 12-year-old kid here with his iPad. He knows how to do all of this kind of crap. But yeah, it's
you're lucky every now
and then. It was fun. It's fun. And we what's fun about this for Diana and me, we took our time walking around here and just taking our time. When we had a beer, we sat down. If we wanted to have something to eat, we sat down. And it was there was no hurry. Seeing the parade was cool. If you haven't had a chance to see the parade when it comes through here, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. So it's a pretty cool, a cool deal. You can spend a lot of time here. So there's more to the Minnesota State Fair than the Midway, right? Yeah, but it's a lot of fun. Yeah. And your thoughts. I was here, by the way, I was here last Thursday. I was working for the Wildwood Lions Club, volunteering, selling tickets, and it rained and rained and rained. It was miserable. And I don't know, I think Diana said it was the lowest number of people they had for opening day in 20 years or something like that. It was miserable. They shut down all the rides by 8:30.
Wow.
It was crazy.
It just feels so good to see people together again.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, you know what I mean?
There's some nice scenery out there, too.
There is. People don't wear a lot of clothes anymore. I did notice that.
I wasn't talking about that. There's a tree over there. There's a nice tree over there.
There is a random tree right here.
Lots of nice artwork.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Well, who do we have on today? Who are we excited about to talk about?
Mr. Katz here, talking about Katz Covers. What's the name of the company again?
BK Outdoors.
And they'll be sponsoring our show again in a couple of months, getting ready for the ice fishing season.
Way to hard close that one.
Yeah, hard close right there.
Yeah, we got that one right. We got Mr. Stevens is going to join us in a couple of minutes, right? I
mean, yep, and Brandon Gatz from Lancaster.
Brandon Gatz as well. So we got Brian Hollins here, and that's with
Hometown
Lancaster. It's going to be a lot of fun. So you want to talk about that now or later on?
We can kind of preview it. We got about 3 minutes here.
All right. Tell us a little about what's happening with Landcastle coming up September 10th and 11th. Tell people what it's all about, and then we'll dig into it after the first break.
Well, coming up September 10th and 11th out in Winsted, Minnesota at the fairgrounds there for the old Winstock Fest. We've got an event. It's called the Landcastle Summer Extravaganza. And basically what it is, it's get your fish house out, open it up, get your stove working, get your bells and whistles working. We've got vendors that are going to be out there. We've got food booths going to be out there.
Big Boar Barbecue Company out of Hanover is going to be bringing pulled pork, chicken, and ribs. So they're going to be cooking out there for us. That's Big Boar up in Hanover. We're going to have some Shiner beer on tap. We've got Jake Nelson, hometown guy.
Yep.
Jake Nelson Music is going to be playing on the GS Trailer stage on Friday at 7. And then RJ Graff will be playing Saturday night at 7 o'clock. So we got music. We got ice fishing vendors. We've got brand new fish houses on display from a few different manufacturers. We're going to have some portable fish houses out there, courtesy of Clam this year. So, yeah, if ice fishing is something that interests you, head on out to Winsted. It's about an hour and 15 minutes west of here, straight out on Highway 7. Come check it out. It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, a lot of people don't understand that, okay, he's talking about bring your fish house out to Landcastle Summer Extravaganza in Winsted. It's not just your little fish house. These guys have big,
permanent.
What do you call them?
Ice castles?
Yeah, ice castle, and what's the other ones? Yetis?
Lots of,
I mean, They're Cadillacs. A lot of these guys have Cadillacs. And they camp out there, sleep out there, and people go from fish house to fish house checking what you got compared to what you got, what I have, what kind of changes I want to make. They spend the night there, listen to some music, have some chow, and develop relationships. I'm excited about it because we're going to be there. And like I said, the night we're going to be there on the 10th, the Jake Nelson Band from the Twin Cities is going to be playing music. This is going to be a lot of fun. So we'll talk more about that after we get back from break. Mr. Dick Freeman at the studio at the Bob Studios in Ramsey, Minnesota. If you're listening right now, pal, I think we can play the music and get ready for round number two, okay? Be right back with, again, Mr. Holland, Mr. Katz, talk about Landcastle, and be right back with the Four Outdoorsmen.
The Four Outdoorsmen, just average guys that love to hunt and fish and chew the fat on Bob Outdoors.
It's no secret that we love the city of Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Not just the thrill that comes with its unbelievable hunting and fishing, but everything that Devil's Lake has to offer. You can choose from nearly 30 restaurants, many hotel and motel options, a dozen campsites, theater, golfing, hiking, nearby casino, or just plain exploring. Walleyes and jumbo perks, well, they might draw you here, but Devil's Lake itself will keep you coming back. Hey, trust through me on this one. Visit devilslakend.com.
Dazeal Heating and AC knows that maintaining indoor air quality in your home is crucial for good health. If you're concerned about air quality, Dazeal Heating and AC can help. Their indoor air quality products help control common air pollutants such as dust, allergens, and chemicals. Dazeal's IAQ systems can ensure your home is as healthy as it can be. Give the top dog a call for a free visual indoor quality analysis. DazeelHVAC.com.
Get your ice house ready for the season at Landcastle 2021, September 10th and 11th. Camping, music, and ice fishing vendors. Live music featuring Jake Nelson Friday and RJ Graff on Saturday. Brought to you by GS Trailers, on-the-go flagpole mount, Landcastle, summerfest.com.
You know, my family and I have been visiting Ely, Minnesota and Arrowhead Outdoors for over 50 years. One of Minnesota's best fishing destinations for walleye, pike, panfish, even trophy lake trout, Ely truly is the perfect destination for Minnesota families. There's the International Wolf Center, the Dorothy Moultrie Museum, and the North American Bear Center. And whether you fish local lakes or portage into the serenity of the 1 million acres of the Boundary Waters, well, you're in for an unforgettable experience. Arrowhead Outdoors will be sure to make that happen. Visit Ely.org.
Hair Trigger Gun Shop in Zimmerman has expanded their showroom to over 6,000 square feet. That means more handguns, more rifles, more shotguns, plus a full line of new AR parts. Now is the time to start getting ready for fall. Head over to Hair Trigger Gun Shop to get your new scope mounted or get your gun serviced or repaired by their on-site gunsmith. Carry permit classes? You betcha. Visit veteran-owned Hair Trigger Gun Shop in Zimmerman today or call 763-856-2222. That's 763-856-2222.
It's Neil here for Zero Res, my carpet and duct cleaning heroes. Did you know as many as 1 in 5 Americans suffer from allergies caused by particles frequently found in the air inside most homes? If you or anyone in your family suffers from allergies or asthma or just want cleaner, healthier air, Zero Res can help. Call Zero Res right now, 952-ZERO-RES, or go online at ZeroResMinnesota.com and say you want the Bob FM air duct cleaning special to get $50 off this month.
Ah, there's no place like Panera, where a bite of the toasty, saucy Chipotle chicken avocado melt tastes like, oh, focaccia. A cool and refreshing strawberry poppy seed salad al fresco is so sweet. And a cheesy Chipotle chicken and bacon flatbread pizza in your favorite booth feels just right. So treat yourself, because there's no place like Panera. Order on the app today. Restrictions apply. Visit PaneraBread.com.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Heading to the fair? Want to know if you have protective COVID antibodies? Gatherwell gives you your body's information. Get a COVID antibody test at Gatherwell before heading to the fair. Locations in Otsego, Ham Lake, and Edina. Schedule your drive-through appointment now at GatherwellMN.com.
Now back to the Plow World Power Equipment Studios.
Total Country Bob FM.
Hey, we're back with the Four Outdoorsmen, the Four Outdoorsmen radio show on Bob FM. And it's a hunting and fishing show every Sunday night at 6 o'clock on MyBobCountry.com. Mark Lukey is to my right, Sam Oftedal is to my closer right, and I'm Steve Straczynski. We got a couple of guests over here right now. I'll tell you what, something coming up called Landcastle Summer Extravaganza. Tell us how this whole thing started, would you please?
There are a lot of ice fishing events in the wintertime that go up on a lot of the big lakes, Upper Red Lake, Lake of the Woods, Mille Lacs, Winnebagoche-ish. And the idea was tossed around about 5 years ago to do one of these events where everybody gets their fish house out, and we all camp in the same area, get together, talk, and have a good time. But in January and February, it's brutal. We've been, Bill and I have been to events where it's 30 below actual air temp, and it's not fun to socialize. You can do it, but you're usually frozen by the time you make it back. So
yeah, it makes sense to me.
You got one shack where you got 20, 25 people hanging around in one shack.
You can't even move. There's so many people squished into these ice houses. So the discussion was had in a Facebook group that actually sponsors Landcastle this year, called the Ice Castle Owners Group. There was a discussion. Let's do a summer event where we can do this exact same thing, not catch fish like a lot of us don't do in the wintertime either, and let's have a good time in the summertime. Let's all get out, get some vendors, some music, get some food, and let's have a good time. So
that's Brandon Gatz who was talking right there. We got Bill Katz next to him. All right, you talked about this thing's it's grown. I think what's really cool about it, it seems so much less formal and intimidating than going to the ice show down at the River Center or even in Blaine and going to see all the vendors and all that, and you walk around. This is an interactive networking event, and it'd be a lot of fun.
That's kind of the point. I mean, if you do some of these indoor events, space is limited, and sometimes people just don't want to, you know, especially right now, go to an indoor event. I mean, there's still some worries about the whole COVID deal going on. So what better place than to be outside? Just in the element that we use a lot of our stuff in, and
good thing about it, like when I set up my vendor booth, I'm vending right out of my fish house. I've got all my stuff under my awning, and people, you know, they look at the different shack. Hey, can I take a look at the inside of your shack? They want to get a look and see different layouts.
They're
maybe
all different,
something like that. And like this year, we've got two manufacturers coming out. We got Team Lodges coming out. And we've got Ice Castles coming out with the latest this year's shack. So a lot of people are going to be able to say, oh, God, maybe I want to upgrade. We'll go look at the new shacks that are out there.
Bill, how long have you had a hard house, you know, portable hard house? And what have you seen the last – obviously we've seen an explosion in the last 5 years. But what are some of the new things that have come out in the hard house community and hard houses themselves for fishermen?
You know, it's just amazing. My first house was a 2002. It was called a King's Crow. And this was a guy out of
Kingston,
Minnesota. And he just built a nice little shack, 6.5 by 14. And it was a crank down, hand cranks. But you know, the latest and greatest things that have come out, they're hydraulics.
Yeah.
Everything is hydraulics now. They got key fobs. Guy will stand outside.
Pull a safety pin, push a button, and
push
it does
a button
all the work
and it raises and lowers all by itself.
Wow. I've seen two with the power drills, too, where you can crank it up and down.
That's a way to cheat around the crank system so you don't have to break your back when
I've
you're cranking
got,
up your house.
I've got, like, on the front of a, say, like a fish house or front of a four-wheeler, you got the winches. I've got three winches that drop my fish house down. It makes it so much easier than the cranking.
And how do you prevent your keys and stuff from falling down a hole?
Well, seems as though I figured that one out. You know, been with you guys for, what, almost three years,
I think, yeah.
I'm going on 10 years in the business now. You know, and I invented a clear cover. It fits over the hole, protects all your valuables from falling down the hole.
Including your kids.
You know, you can... You can step on it. It's going to flex a little bit, but it will not break.
I have stepped on it.
You have stepped on it.
I got another cool thing about Landcastle is, like you were saying, it's a good opportunity for people to, you know, open up their ice houses, work out the kinks before you're out on the hard water. You know, it's freezing
and you
cold.
You still get to see, yeah, be a part of the community, and that's what Landcastle was created for. I mean, not only to have a good time for all of us to get together, but a lot of these small mom-and-pop businesses where a lot of people make these products in their garage or a small shop at home. That's our audience. That is the platform that we are trying to give these businesses. We want to give them an avenue to get their products to market. And actually this year there's a new marketplace website out. It's called Fish House 360 Marketplace, and it's kind of like Amazon for ice fishing stuff. I mean, it's that kind of deal where the businesses can get in touch with Fish House 360 Marketplace, and those guys will give you an online platform. They'll give you a store, the payment processing, collect the customer's information. So all you have to do is box things up and ship it. So it's perfect for these small businesses. And we've actually got a handful of new sponsors this year that help get these products out there.
We're talking with Brandon Gatz. He's with the brains behind Landcastle Summer Extravaganza in Winsted, Minnesota. It's a big camping party. Everyone shows off their fish houses and network and learn about the industry itself and what's good, what's working, what's not working. Talking about building your fish house in, let's say, your garage, is it more difficult today to get materials, or is it taking longer to get new fish houses as compared to 3 years ago because of the COVID stuff?
Absolutely.
That's exactly what's happening. You go to a manufacturer now, let's take Icecastle, for instance. You go to Icecastle, you order a fish house right now, you will not see it till maybe March. That's how far out they are.
6 to 9 months on especially a custom build. If you start moving cabinets around and start adding all the bells and whistles and the goodies.
Yep.
It
yep.
used to be, you know, even 3 years ago when I ordered my the Icecastle I have now, it was a 6 to 8 week wait. You sign the paperwork, wait a couple months, and you got the keys to your brand new fish house. And now, even if you ordered one now, you may be lucky to see the ice with it this year because the demand is so high. The prices for all the materials to build these things, they're sky high, and it's not slowing down.
Nope. Is the secondary market on fish houses a big deal right now? And if so, where do people, if they're interested in getting a fish house, you know, that one that's already built, something you can, you know, not just a, you know, a flip over one of those
something
things.
Something that's already
Yeah. What's the secondary market like? Where do people go to look for stuff like that?
There's a lot of, a lot of the retailers do have a lot of used fish houses out there. There are places, obviously, online, usedfishhouses.com, something like that. You can go there, or like I said...
Even coming to Landcastle, if you want to just start poking your head inside people's houses and asking
questions.
All
you got to do is ask.
Basically, every person that comes to the event, if you ask to see the inside of their shack and you ask questions, they are more than willing to share.
I'm going
to
ask you a question, okay? I'm guessing. Everybody who is in the outdoor industry, who loves to hunt and fish, guys think they're really something special. You know, and we have the best, and we want the best. Are you ever satisfied with what you have as far as your fish house today? Or thinking, man, I got to have this.
Yes.
And every year you've got to have something else.
You will see something new every year.
If you want something new, you're going to pay for it, especially
Don't bring your wife because she will look at it and go, okay, we're getting that one. But I like this one. No, we're getting this one.
Compromise.
It's all good. The ones I have, my wife, she just loves. It's a nice open layout. But there are some, they're pretty much geared for season campers now. They do have running water. They do have showers,
full
bathrooms.
Water heater, TV, the whole nine yards. I lived
wheel,
in mine in North
fifth
Dakota.
Wheel, fifth wheel packages. They're incredible what they're doing with these things nowadays.
Hey, let's get James up here pretty soon, but let's go over one more time. Landcastle Summerfest, when is it? What's going to be there? Give us your pitch for Landcastle. We're going to be there. That's your biggest pitch. We're going to be there.
The Four Outdoors, then I'll be there.
We're going to be having a lot of fun.
September 10th and 11th. It's a Friday and Saturday, about an hour and 15 minutes west of here on Highway 7 out in Winsted. The 10th and 11th, if you're interested in looking at tickets or just even learning more about the event, go to LandcastleSummerfest.com. You can see all of our gracious sponsors that are supporting this event. It's been growing every year, and it's just a blast. It's actually kind of fun to just drive past on the county road and see 150 fish houses just sitting out in the middle of an alfalfa field.
It's getting big. This is my fourth year doing it, and it's getting, I can't believe how much bigger it's gotten already.
What is the limit for a number of fish houses you can have right now? How many have you got, and is it too late for someone to say, listen, I want to get involved in this?
You can even decide the day of if you want to come out. We've got plenty of space. This year, things are nowhere near as weird as they were last year. So if you want to wait and see what the forecast does, you can show up and buy a camping pass the weekend of. That's just fine. We'd love to have you pre-buy just so we know how many people are going to be showing up on Friday because it just becomes an absolute zoo.
But I need to know how many autographs I have to sign, you know, so how many pens do I bring?
You better start lifting weights.
Go buy a 10-pack of pens.
That's funny.
All right.
Hey, thanks a lot. I'll tell you, Landcastle, September 10th and 11th. Thanks, you guys, for
you
being on the 4-Outdoorsman. Thanks for being our friend. We'll stay in touch with you guys.
Drew, I got to ask you one question, okay?
Yes, sir.
So, do you know whose house it was you left my tickets at?
Yeah, I do.
These guys are betting. No, he just put them there.
I didn't think you knew who it was. I was like, that's such a true thing just to leave tickets randomly
and
at someone's
riddle,
house.
The riddle was perfect.
Hey, this is real quick because we got to get rid of Mr. Stevenson, right? I think it's, James Stevenson with Clam. But anyway, these guys live in the southern suburbs. I live in St. Paul, kind of the White Bear Lake area. So I went to Como. I hid some tickets for these guys to pick up and gave them clues to what the house was. I took a picture of a vehicle in the garage and stuff. Yeah.
With
and
the blue tarp over it.
You got the estate. I said the street is named after a capital of a state, and you got Albany. He found the tickets. Went to the wrong house, but he found the tickets. But anyway, thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen. All right, take care. Get out of here. Get out of here.
All right, we'd like to welcome James from Clam Outdoors. Clam has been a great partner of ours for 7 years. Fantastic gear. It's fun to see how much new stuff they've gotten over the years, the new SKUs. We're not going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about how you integrated with Landcastle Summerfest, that partnership, because it's not necessarily a competition between portable and ice castle type houses. It's time to work together and promote the sport. James, why don't you introduce yourself and talk about what you're going to be doing at Landcastle?
James Stevenson. I'll be down at Landcastle. I'll be hanging out at the Fish House 360 demo house. Brent will have his house down there. And that's supporting the Fish House 360 marketplace. Like Brandon said, that's not a Facebook group. It's a marketplace. It's a place to go and find these products that these mom-and-pop shops are building and getting them out there. They provide a complete service for everybody. It's really awesome. And that's kind of how I got introduced to the whole Landcastle thing. And then Brandon and I started to talk and said, hey, you know, working with Clam, what's out there? So over the past year, we've worked really hard to come up with things that will integrate things from that portable market into the hard drive market. This year we will be present down at Landcastle. We're going to keep it kind of a secret. Watch the Landcastle Summer Extravaganza Facebook page. Watch social media. Watch his website. And we'll put some teasers out there prior to the event. But there's some really cool stuff to move your equipment from your portables and your hard sites. You don't have to worry about having equipment here, equipment there. And we'll have some other goodies down there as well.
Where is I know Clam has been at the State Fair the last 5 or 6 years. I know that because I always worked the Minnesota Bound booth, which is right across the street from you guys. So it's fun seeing all the pros go in and out there. Where can people go to see the new Clam stuff at the Minnesota State Fair?
All right, we're up on Machinery Hill. We're right behind all the antique tractors. Can't miss us. Lots of blue up there. You can see us as you go over on the tramway. Everything that we're going to have down at Landcastle is on display up there. All of our new products are up there. There's a ton of stuff up there. There's a great group of pros up there that can help answer any of those questions for anybody that you got.
Can you actually buy anything, or is it all display stuff?
Right now, it's kind of a show and tell up there. Yeah. We're not selling anything. We do have some really good online partners that we'll turn you to purchase those products.
Fantastic. How long have you been with Clam? I think we've met 100 pros. I'm really happy to meet you here today.
This will be my third winter. Last week kind of doesn't count. It just isn't exist for anybody.
Where are you based out of, and what's your fish of choice?
Walleye would be my fish of choice. I'm based in the Mille Lacs Lake area.
Okay. When are you going to take us out fishing?
Yeah. We try to get free stuff as much as we can, pal. All
this right. Is recorded, by the way.
Yes.
Well, no. Yeah, anytime you guys want to come up, we'll make a time. We'll have some fun. We'll
get you heard it here.
What do you think? We have a minute or two left. What do you think Mille Lacs is going to be like this winter with all the pressure last year? Do you think it'll produce like years past?
It's going to be a toss-up up there this year. I think one of the bigger problems is going to be water levels.
Yeah.
How are the accesses going to look? What is the lake structure going to mean compared to what we saw last year? The lake is way down. And
okay.
With the lake down that far, we're going to have... Everything's going to look different.
All right. Well, I think we're ready for another break here. Thank you very much, James. Thank you, Brandon. I can't wait to go to Landcastle Summerfest. It's going to be our first year going there, so it's going to be a party with music and friends, and I'm excited. Come on down.
And thanks to Clam for joining our team with the Four Outdoorsmen sponsoring our shows. It's been a good relationship for many, many years, and we're going to keep it up. But thanks to all of you guys for all that you do, okay?
Appreciate thanks for having
that.
Us.
Yeah.
Who do we have next?
Awesome.
We got Brian.
We have
Brian?
Hometown Hero Outdoors coming next. Great organization. We do all we can to promote them, but he's going to talk all about Hometown Hero Outdoors and coming up next on the Four Outdoorsmen.
That's Brian Holland. Jay, stick around. We'll talk to you guys soon.
You know, when I put these
Hair Trigger
Devil's
Gun
Lake
Shop in Zimmerman has expanded their showroom to over 6,000 square feet. That means more handguns, more rifles, more shotguns, plus a full line of new AR parts. Now is the time to start getting ready for fall. Head over to Hair Trigger Gun Shop to get your new scope mounted or get your gun serviced or repaired by their on-site gunsmith. Carry permit classes? You betcha. Visit veteran-owned Hair Trigger Gun Shop in Zimmerman today or call 763-856-2222. That's 763-856-2222.
Landcastle Summer Extravaganza, the Ice House Camping Event in the Winstock Country Music Ground, September 10th and 11th. Come camp, listen to music, browse ice fishing gear, and new ice houses at the Winstead Ice Fishing Ice Show. Brought to you by GS Trailers, Fish House 360 Marketplace, LandcastleSummerFest.com.
When you head to Ely, Minnesota, Arrowhead Outdoors is a must. This bait, tackle, camping, and hunting store is the only one in Ely that is open all year long, and I say it's the best. Chris and Steve, they're the friendliest, most knowledgeable folks you'll ever meet. And whether you are a seasoned angler or a rookie, they'll do their best to make sure your trip is better than you could hope for. They'll even find you a qualified guide. And if you go to their site on the way up, they update daily what live bait is on hand to save you time. That is service. Arrowhead Outdoors, I swear by them.
Total Country Bob FM.
Hey, welcome back to the Four Outdoorsmen. I'll tell you what, I just have, it's fun meeting people out here, obviously, and you meet people you haven't seen for a long, long time, and maybe it's just a voice or a face. A guy from an organization called Capable Partners just stopped by, and Capable Partners, like a lot of you guys, like you hometown heroes, right? Mm-hmm. They give back to this industry, and they work with handicapped as well and help people hunt and fish who never would have an opportunity without people like Capable Partners or Hometown Heroes, right? That's you guys?
Yep, Hometown Hero Outdoors.
All right. Brian Holland, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. How are y'all?
Tell us all about Hometown Heroes Outdoors.
So Hometown Hero Outdoors started 4 years ago, back in 2017, right?
You said
here in Minnesota.
You said four, not 40, right?
Four. All right. Four years ago.
Yep.
And since then, we started in Minnesota 4 years ago. Since then, we've spread to 24 states in 4 years. Which is just insane. And now we're doing trips. I mean, we're giving away bear trips up to Canada, hog hunts down in Texas. We've got guys going out in the bay down in Florida. I mean, we've got trips all over the country. Right now, we've raised $50,000 to send Eric Mattson, the police officer that was shot down in Waseca, on his dream hunt to hunt a king eider and make a documentary of the hunt. So, I mean, the things that we're doing are just astronomical for
us. We do a show called The Four Outdoors, and it's in about 7 years right now. I don't have a freaking clue what a king eider is. What are you talking about?
I'll be real honest with you. I didn't either. I had to look it up. It's a duck, and they're known for being up in the Arctic area. So they're going to send him up to Alaska to go hunt king eider.
Okay.
That's an expensive duck. Yeah.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
Hometown Hero Outdoors. There's a lot of organizations like yours who help people who are less fortunate, and that's the wrong term, I understand that, than we are. And it's hard to grow. How does Hometown Hero grow to 24 states in 4 years? That's unbelievable.
Well, let me tell you how I got in there. So
that's why we have you here.
Yeah, exactly. So so I was playing a softball game down in La Center, and the catcher behind me noticed that I was wearing an Auburn Tigers T-shirt, and he's like, clearly he's not from here. So he started talking to me, and I'm like, were you hush? Like, I'm trying to bat. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, come talk to me after the game. I was like, whatever. So I went and found him. I was like, hey, what's up, guy? And he's like, hey, this is our organization. This is what we do. And you got to remember, I had just gotten out of the military, moved to a state where I didn't know anybody.
Moved to Minnesota. Right.
Because I'm originally from Southern Alabama. I don't know anybody other than my wife, which is who I moved here with. So at that point in time, I was like, all right, I'll check it out. Within 3 weeks, I was picked for a trip. And I got picked for a trip, and I went on a fishing trip, started making friends. I got picked for another trip, got my first turkey ever, got my first walleye with these guys. I mean, I've now got my first duck through these guys. I mean, so that's when I decided that I wanted to start giving back my time and become a staff member, and I got accepted almost a year ago in September.
All right, so talk about the types of groups of people that you are helping out.
Military,
talk about that, would you please?
So we focus on active duty, veteran, and law enforcement.
Right.
So if you are any part of those three groups, you're more than welcome to join us. We're strictly on Facebook as far as our membership. We've got multiple pages. We've got a page for our trips. We've got a private page for our members, for our community, for when guys need help or anything like that. And each state has their own page. So then we'll go on there and we'll peruse and see who needs help and things like that. And then we have a public page where people can get an idea of what we're doing and things like that.
Explain how you guys actually draw who comes on these trips.
Yeah, so a lot of times, like we do a McCoy's up in Isle, Minnesota. They do several launches with us each year. And the way that we do that is we'll say, okay, here's how many people are going to be able to go on this trip. If you're interested, in the comment box on Facebook, comment this phrase, you know, whatever it may be. And then they'll comment, and then we'll just randomly pick however many people we can afford to take on the trip. And then if you don't get drawn, you know, try again for another trip. And if you do, hey, we'll see you there.
I imagine that you're not going to draw the same name more than once. You have to give everybody an opportunity. That's a good question, but that was asked just right now. But the gentleman from, I think it was Waseca, is that what we're talking about? The
yeah,
police officer?
Eric Mattson, yep.
Would you tell a little bit about that story? Because I think it's critical, and it's an amazing story. And
you know,
he deserves more than this, obviously.
But yeah.
Was he nominated or what?
So when we first heard about it, we had a group of our board members and staff members go down there and assist, and then that's when we decided we were going to start raising money, and people were talking to him to figure out what we could do to really help him and, you know, make his life at least a little bit better. And so that's how they came up with that idea, because hunting a king eider has always been his dream trip. So that's why we've been raising money. We've got T-shirts with a badge on the back that says Mattson Strong. It's a really cool-looking T-shirt. It's got a blue stripe through it. I mean, it's so every bit of those T-shirts that we sell, a little bit of that money goes to that fund. So that, and then Eric Mattson was a police officer down in Waseca, and he was shot in the head and survived while he was on duty. He's obviously disabled now, but now that we can help him and he'll be able to still get out and enjoy the outdoors, I mean, that's what we're all about, helping guys out like that.
Boy, I tell you, that's really an amazing, amazing story. How many people are involved on the board or committee that you're talking about? And how does someone else get involved if they want to help out, not just financially, but if they wanted to help out and do the guiding, the trips, and all those other kind of things as well?
You know, if you guys want to do that, you can get a hold of us on Facebook and say, hey, I want to take 10 veterans out on a fishing trip, and we will get someone in touch with you. We will say, okay, cool, when, where, how many, what do you need from us? You want us to provide food or bait or transportation? I mean, we've even provided guns for guys to go on hunts before. You know, obviously it's a borrowed firearm at that point, but, you know, whatever you need from us to make that trip happen, we'll get it done.
That's how he and I met.
That's exactly how we met, yeah.
Hosting in a small ice fishing trip on Lake Waconia for veterans and law enforcement back in February. That's how he and I met. He was the staff member after I reached out to HHO. That's how Brian and I met, and he was the staff member in charge, and we got a bunch of houses together and got some food donated, and we put, what, 15 veterans on the ice for the weekend?
Yeah, yeah. We had a granddaughter and grandfather drive all the way up from Dubuque, Iowa for their first HHO trip, and they drove up, stayed in an ice house that was donated, and then we fed them and we fished and we played cornhole and we had a fire out on the ice, and then everybody went home at the end of the weekend. It was a good weekend.
And Brandon, what is Landcastle doing for Hometown Heroes?
So this year, 10% of our ticket sales and sponsorships we're actually giving back to Hometown Hero Outdoors. So that's in addition to, I actually got involved with HHO through the Eric Mattson fundraiser. That's initially how I made contact with HHO, through one of your board members.
Nice.
So Landcastle actually donated towards that trip.
Hey, Brian, you mentioned that this trip helped you, you know, form a community where you didn't know a lot of people. What does Hometown Hero Outdoors do for these veterans and service members? What's the benefit to them, and how does it help them, you know, get along with life and meet new people?
You know, kind of going back to my story about how I got in there, again, I didn't really know anybody when I first moved here, so meeting all of these people that are extremely like-minded, we all enjoy the outdoors, mm-hmm. and it's what we call recreational therapy. We just happen and be do it with a fishing pole in our hand. And just to be able to get there and sit on a boat with a guy that has either been through the same stuff or been through something that's right. similar to what you've been through can really make or break your entire year at that point. You know, some of these guys, they get out and they immediately start grinding. And, you know, the whole suicide awareness thing, it's Mm-hmm. That level is just way too high. So we're trying to drop that down any way we can. And if it takes us taking a couple of guys fishing once or twice a year, then we'll do that.
Outdoor therapy.
Exactly.
Is there anybody, let's say I knew somebody that would never reach out to you guys or anyone like you guys, who I feel would absolutely enjoy this experience but doesn't have whatever it takes to reach out and say, man, I could use this, I'd love to go, but for whatever reason, they withhold themselves, like a lot of people who get out of the military and went through a hard time, whatever. Mm-hmm. Can I nominate someone like that myself?
That would be hard to do, I think, mainly because you have to be in the private group to put in a nomination. However, if you wanted to put them in contact with one of us, then maybe we could say, hey, let's go on a one-on-one trip. You know, our trips aren't always 50 to 100 to 150 people. A trip can be designated with just taking two buddies out catfishing at night one time.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they're shy a little bit and, you know, just don't really have that connection yet, then by all means reach out to us and give us their contact info. We'll reach out and get them involved.
Well, that's wonderful. All right, Hometown Hero Outdoors. You're in 24 states. Are you still growing as we speak?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So as the home state, Minnesota, we do more trips than any other state, but there are quite a few states that are catching traction. You know, they're starting to get ramped up. Texas is a big one. Texas is doing a lot. Wisconsin does a lot. The Dakotas do a lot. Colorado is starting to do a lot more now. They just offered up a elk hunt I saw on the page the other day, so that'll be fun for them. So, yeah, we do a lot.
Most of the people who are in the outdoor industry, like yourself, who love to hunt and fish, also got to pay their bills, right? They got to work full time. So you can't do as much as you want. You need a whole lot of people to get this ball rolling and keep it rolling.
Yeah, we have 20 staff members in Minnesota, and that's not including the board. That's just 20 staff members. So we've got a state lead and a couple of admin people that are still staff members and do trips for us. And then we've got 20 staff members total that go and do the trips. And we'll be at the ice show. We were at the game fair. We'll be at Landcastle. You know, we'll be at all these different places to spread awareness for who we are. And then that's once we get members interested and whatnot, then we'll keep doing trips.
Is it fair to say then that you guys have something going on? You're helping someone almost every weekend of the entire year?
Not quite, but real close.
Yeah.
Yeah, not every weekend, but there's I would say at least two trips a month for sure.
Right.
I know with COVID we were on track to get a little over 1,400 veterans out in Minnesota this year.
How can we help?
You know, just spreading the word of who we are. Just letting people know, hey, look for us on Facebook, and we can go from there. You know, once we make that connection, then we can kind of take over there. So we just really want to spread the word.
How do people donate, like stuff like that?
There's a link on our public page on Facebook to donate.
Okay. Yeah, they're a registered nonprofit, so that's all on their website too.
We're talking with Brian Holland of Hometown Hero Outdoors. All right, this has been going on for 4 years. You've been involved for a couple of years?
I started in HHO as a staff member almost a year ago, but I've been a member since 2018.
What are your concerns with where you guys are heading? What are the obstacles you're going to have to face over the next couple of years? I mean, right now, are you growing too quickly? What are your concerns?
You know, I think the biggest concern that we might have is eventually we're going to have to grow the group of staff members that we have, because we've got 20 to cover the entire state of Minnesota.
That's a lot.
That's from Duluth all the way down to Red Wing and Rochester.
A lot of area. Yeah.
So, I mean, I went up to Red Lake on a trip a few months ago, and it was 4 hours up there, do a day of fishing, and 4 hours back. So, I mean, I think that's the biggest challenge we're going to face is our coverage as far as staff members.
Brian, so you're a Minnesota transplant, right? And you're getting involved in the outdoors. I'm guessing Southern Alabama and Minnesota has a very different outdoors experiences and things to do. What have you been doing here that you enjoy in Minnesota?
You know, I've tried to get my dad up here ice fishing probably about 40,000 times, and he's like, son, if the water's frozen, I'm staying off of it. And that's so ice fishing's been the biggest thing for me. You know, I always swore, hell no, I'm not going ice fishing. Not doing it. And then I got out there, and I was like, you know, this ain't so bad. You got these nice ice houses. I see guys in flip-flops and shorts catching walleye in February. It's insane. So
watching TV.
That is the biggest thing for me. That and I've gotten into waterfowl hunting. I've never been into waterfowl hunting, and I've gotten into it recently, and it's probably the second most expensive hobby I have, unfortunately.
I agree.
What's number one?
Guns. just guns. Yeah. Guns and ammo.
And are you a good shot? Can you hit a bird?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can hit a bird.
Then why do you need so much ammo?
Well, we're big in dove hunting down south. And if you can hit a dove, you can hit a duck. That's for a fact.
Fantastic. Did you get yourself set up, or is it going out with the group with Hometown Hero Outdoors?
You know, I absolutely have to go duck hunting or goose hunting with somebody.
Me too.
Because I can't use a call to save my life.
I don't know if you tuned in the show last week, but we had a caller on, and we clearly don't know how to call well either. So
sounded like a birthday party.
A lot of kazoos.
A bunch of kazoos, yeah.
Last week on the 4-Hour Outdoorsman, we had a young man named Nick Johnson, and he is a champion caller, goose and duck.
I know Nick.
Well, he's a great
Nick's
young
a good
man.
You know Nick?
Game fair and all that kind of. He is a sharp. He speaks well. He carries himself well, and he's amazing. So he gave us some lessons, and I tell you what. And I just had my surgery 2 days prior, and I was in the studio for the first half. And when your belly was cut open and you start to laugh, it's not a good thing, pal.
Ouch.
And it was not. We had to leave halfway through the show, but it was fun. But neither one of us are very good at it.
Well, I tell you, one of the most amazing things I've ever seen since I've been up here. We went on a hunt with Nick, and it was a. There was eight of us total, and a flock of geese came in. There was about 30 of them, and we dropped probably 15 or 16 of them, and he got on the horn, and it was like he had them on a rope. I mean, they flew off, and then they just circled back around, and we cleaned the rest of them up, and I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
Like, how is that a thing?
Yeah.
How is that possible? But, I mean, he's good. He's real good.
He left the studio when it was raining with his windows down, and he was in the passenger seat calling while they were driving up the highway.
Oh, my God. That guy's insane.
Yeah, he is. A lot of energy.
So you were born and raised in Alabama.
Yep.
Went in the military. Tell us about your hunting background and fishing background when you were in Alabama. Who was your mentor? How did you get started?
My father. My hero in life is my father by far. He raised four kids on about $12 an hour until I was 16 years old. So hunting and fishing was just a way of life at that point. You know, we fished all summer. We hunted all winter. Our deer season's a little longer in yards. We get 3 months to kill as many does as you want in $3 a year. So we had to kill deer in order to eat because you can't afford meat at the market on $12 an hour raising four kids,
you
know?
Yeah.
So that, and we had a garden, and then we fished all summer. And bass fishing is my second love of life right there. I mean, I love bass fishing. So that's my biggest experience as far as growing up down there in Miami. My dad would come home, and if one of us was not in the woods when he got home, we were in trouble.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'd strap the rifle on our back and hop on the four-wheeler and go down the dirt road. We'd had about 20 acres we could hunt for deer, and that's what we did.
So how old were you when you had your first video game then? Probably never at home, right?
You know, my dad's always been pretty big into video games,
is
which is weird. So he bought the original PlayStation, you know, the
flip-top,
PlayStation 1, the old Need for Speed games, and there was another one, I can't remember the name.
Siphon
Filter 2 was my jam.
That and there was a fighting game, Soul Blade
was awesome.
Soul Calibur,
you could cut people's arms off.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
So we played that as a kid.
I could get along with your dad, man.
Your dad's awesome.
Yeah, so we did that, and then every year he would buy the newest football game the day of.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then he would take the game machine and put it in his room, and he would play that game for 2 weeks and then come out and kick the crap out of us. So I was like, all right. Well, I finally got about 16, finally beat him, and he quit playing me. So I was like, all right, thanks. Appreciate that.
Hey, we're talking with Brian Holland. We got a couple of minutes here. Brian Holland of Hometown Hero Outdoors and Brandon Gass of Lancaster Summer Extravaganza in Winsted in a couple of weeks here. I'll tell you what, check into that, because even if you don't have a fish house that we don't have, but my buddy over here next to me is going to give Diana and me a fish house to sleep in on September 10th. Otherwise, I'm sleeping with you, pal.
So whatever works, man.
We're going to be down there, so it's been a lot of fun. All right, listen now. Let's say you got one big bucket list trip to do, a hunting or fishing trip. What would it be?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'll be real honest with you. I want to stalk a mule deer. That's what I want to.
With a bull.
No. No. I still have not gotten a deer, a whitetail with a bow. I've got some land down in Norwood I've been hunting for the last, well, this will be year two. We just put a shooting house on it. But I want to get a deer with a bow before I start getting the more exotic animals with a bow. But, man, if I could get a black powder rifle and reach out and touch a mule deer with that, that would be awesome.
Good for you, pal. Hey, thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen. Thanks for being a big shot with the hometown hero, Hero Outdoors, and all the stuff you do, because it's really, really important. And like I said, a lot of people in this industry give back, and you're just one of them. So thanks for being on the show, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Brandy Brandon, who are you?
I'm Brandon. You're
Brandon? Thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen as well.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, it's fun being at and my buddy Mr. Katz down there.
Boo!
Everybody, hey, thanks for listening to the Four Outdoorsmen every Sunday night on Bob FM, mybobcountry.com. He was right on the money this time,
yeah.
Wasn't he?
Get your Lancaster tickets.
State Fair is a good time, man. Get your butts out. Have a good time. Listen to us every time you possibly can. In the meantime, every day is a gift. My buddy Mark has something to say.
Get outside and make some memories.
You got it.